have the flour is measured already. These are my grains and seeds that were sold.
That's Magdalena Randall, one of the state's newest entrepreneurs. It's 7:30 in the morning on the 4th of July. She's in her kitchen at her house in Lancaster with mixing bowls, dough, and baking oven and a dream. Many people in the North Country couldn't tell you her real name. To them, she's the Polish princess, purveyor of European-style bread. Randall started baking about 6 years ago. It was a way to supplement the family's income, and she missed the kind of bread she grew up eating in Poland. She had zero experience, but did some research and gave it a shot.
The first farmer's market was 18 loaves of bread. It took me all day to bake it.
Every loaf sold, and she kept at it.
So I invested a lot of time into studying bread. I took several courses with Jeffrey Hammelman at the King Arthur Flour Bakery.
Her reputation spread, as did the demand at North Country farmers markets.
Yesterday, I baked to Berlin 160 loaves of bread. And today, I will bake the same for Lancaster. And very often, it's not enough.
About a year ago, she got serious about expanding, working full-time, working for herself. New Hampshire's always had a lot of self-employed workers. The Great Recession only increased that. Carmen Lorenz is the state's director of economic development.
The study that I was looking at covered 2001 to 2012 and saw a 9% increase in the proportion of people statewide that are self-employed. So I do think there's a trend there.
Last year, New Hampshire ranked 6th nationwide in the percentage of workers who were self-employed. That's according to a study by EMSI, which specializes in information about the labor market. That's 8.4% of the New Hampshire workforce, or almost 58,000 people. Stuart Gates is with New Hampshire's Small Business Development Center, which offers free advice to entrepreneurs. He says, regardless of the kind of work they do, the self-employed tend to share a key trait.
They characteristically have more than the average amount of self-confidence, not to the point where they're in your face or abusive, but they believe in themselves, they believe in what they're about to do.
When Magdalena Randall decided she wanted to expand, she knew how to bake bread, but she needed the recipe for a successful business. Gates helped out.
She had a good product, and she had customers for it, but she felt there were more customers out there, and she couldn't meet them, serve their needs, because she didn't really have enough production capability.
Now, there's a shop on Lancaster's Main Street with a big sign that reads, The Polish Princess.
Would you like to get inside?
Right now, there's construction material everywhere. The previously vacant shop is being renovated by the landlord. But looking beyond the boxes and sheetrock, Randall sees a place where she can sell all the bread she can bake, along with some pastries and coffee. She also sees one more thing, an employee.
Yeah, definitely I will need help.
It's tricky gauging the impact of such solo entrepreneurs on the state's economy in a dollars and cents kind of way. But Stuart Gates of the Small Business Development Center says businesses such as the Polish Princess are very important.
In these small towns, one or two holes in Main Street can make a big difference.
The Polish Princess is slated to open in October. In the meantime, Randall will continue to sell her bread at farmers markets. For NHPR News, this is Chris Jensen.